Hello, lovies. I'm your Auntie Vera Charles of VeraSpeaks.com. You've just heard the Pride 48 kickoff show, and if that's any indication of what's to come, you'll be asleep within the half hour. Coming up next is Big Fatty Online. From bad to worse, live on Pride 48. Oh, great. Silence. Again. Another ruined beginning to another ruined Pride 48 because of you, you bacon grease smelling big pile of southern fried flatulence, you overgrown short bus riding slab of rancid pork meat, you big dumb twat. You forgot to press start broadcast.
It's not just ruined, it's me, Big Fatty, online!
Another ruined beginning to another ruined Pride 48.
Well, hello everyone, it is the Fat One, and this is episode 626 of the BFO for Monday, the 28th of June, 2010. Y'all, coming up on today's show, this is part one of three from Big Fatty's segment of Pride 48 this past weekend. So, y'all, I may have been overserved just a little bit. So, sit back and enjoy. Yes, Big Fatty, regular show tomorrow. Oh, Lord. Hi, everyone. Welcome to Pride 48. The Fat One is here. And, y'all, the stream is working. And, oh, dear Gussie, I hope the stream is working. And I sound mellow. Oh, y'all, I'm going to try to watch the chat room, but I can't guarantee anything. And y'all, I have a cocktail in front of me. And can you hear that? Can you hear that? Can you hear that? Oh, there's not enough ice in there. Can you hear that? Can you hear that? Y'all, that is the Tanqueray and tonic with the two limes. And y'all, Pride 48, if you do not have a lovely cocktail in front of you, you need to get your ass over to your cocktail area and go refill it. Because, y'all, it is the cocktail hour somewhere. And in fact, it is the cocktail hour here. Y'all, this is no joke. I am fucked up. Yes, Big Freddy, you are fucked up and you have no content for your hour, for your 20 minutes that you got to fill. But you know, you'll find some way to just natter along and just vomit. You're just gonna vomit for everybody for an hour. I
knew I had to eat a little something before I went on tonight. And so, y'all, I Miss
Lauren. Y'all, I'm assuming y'all can fucking hear me. So anyway, Miss Lauren, she always reminds me when the Brugger's Bagels has the coupon, because, you know, Big Fatty loves a coupon. I don't know if y'all knew this or not, because y'all, the gays love a coupon. They love a good deal, y'all. And y'all, if you can't have a good deal, then why be homosexual? Yes, Big Fatty, a coupon is half the fun of being a big old cocksucker. And y'all, by the way, this will not be something that you should play to your mama, because your mama, except for Teresa out there in the Seattles, because her mother, Mother Teresa, loves Big Fatty. Yes, Big Fatty, she loves to listen to you just natter on about sucking on a gentleman caller's appendage.
So anyway, y'all, I've noticed that the chat room is just dying. It is absolutely dying as Big Fatty begins to natter on here for 20 minutes. And y'all, for those of you who may be new to the burger, Big Fatty does Big Fatty, you are fucked up. Big Fatty does a weekday, Monday through Friday, Friday. By the way, y'all, did you know that today is Friday? Little show, and it's always exactly 20 minutes. And y'all, that's all I can do is 20 minutes. And if it's more than 20 minutes, then you can just fucking forget it. Fucking forget it. Y'all, by the way, before I go any further, last year, Big Fatty tried to do this shit. And y'all, I don't know what I did wrong, but there was 20 minutes of silence. And y'all, I'd like to just take a moment here for just a couple of seconds of silence for us to remember the little shows that are no longer with us. Now, I don't know. I could probably try to remember them, but y'all, I'm too fucked up. Y'all, Big Fatty is genuine. There is nothing. No, Big Fatty, everything is genuine with you. You just natter about, and you're just fucked up, and you just natter and natter and natter. And y'all, so it's all genuine. And y'all, let's just have a couple of seconds of silence for the little shows that are no longer with us. Please, think of them in your moment of silence. Okay, moving along. Okay, well, anyway, y'all, the fucking sea hag. And y'all, I will use some colorful language in this show. For those of you who don't know, Big Fatty does a 20-minute little show Monday through Friday. And y'all, I just talk about shit. There are many days that I will come on and I will say, I have no idea what I'm going to talk about. And y'all, that is how I have prepared. How I have prepared for the Pride 48. I have nothing prepared for the Pride. Oh, for the Pride 40, and y'all, I oftentimes will belch and announce what I've been eating for the day. By the way, I forgot to finish what I was eating earlier. Y'all, it was the Miss Lauren always reminds me of the Brugger's Bagels. They do the $5.99 Baker's Dozen. The Baker's Dozen, y'all. On Wednesdays, and y'all, I had one of those poppy seed bagels with some bacon that Guru Nudie, who was a gold medallion listener, according to Mr. Larry H. Veda, and I'm not playing his little fucking thing, but according to Mr. Larry H. Veda, he is a gold medallion listener, and by the way, he is also responsible for for Big Fatty being a little intoxicated this evening, because y'all, he gave me a lovely gift bag during the gay days. Yes, Big Fatty, it was lovely. And y'all, I am drinking the Tang. If you don't know, Big Fatty loves the Tanqueray and tonic with two limes. Not one, but two. Or in Australia, that's chew limes. And y'all, I am fucked up. And y'all, I am a cheap date. And that has nothing to do with what it costs to go on a date with me. Well, actually, it does, because three drinks will put me under the table. Ah, Big Fatty, you're getting vulgar. And anyway, so y'all, I don't remember what I was saying now. So anyway, But y'all, everybody loves it when Big Fatty gets drunk. Let me just go over here to the chat room and see what they're saying. Oh, I see the chat room's just getting smaller, Big Fatty. They're just leaving. They're leaving you like there's no tomorrow. They're just sign off. Sign it off, Big Fatty. We can't stand to listen to the drunks. Nada, nada. No, we can't stand to listen to a drunk just go on and on about things they love. No, we can't. No. No, Big Fatty, we cannot begin to listen to those little things. No, Big Fatty, how dare they? No. Oh, dear Gussie, I have a feeling I have fucked something up terribly, but maybe not, but we'll see. Anyway, I don't know. Y'all, I think Big Fatty has fucked something up. Because if I fuck something up, that's going to mean something terrible is going to go wrong in the little show. But, I don't know. So, Jesus, moving along. Who is sending that to me? Mr. Larry H. Vader is telling me to move it along. And I have 71 listeners and 6 mobile and 62 in the chat room. Thank you so much, Daniel Bieber. But, y'all, I think I fucked something up. And if I fuck something up, that's not going to be good because, oh, dear Gussie, oh, I've got to close this. Okay, y'all, I'll talk to myself an awful lot during this little show. But, I think I fucked something up. Dear Gussie, what have you fucked up, Big Freddy? I don't know. But, y'all, I am looking at the little chat room now. Y'all, there are lots of people in there, and I'd like to just speak to some of them who are out there this evening and who are chit-chatting. Y'all, Larkin. Larkin is out there this evening. Yo, Larkin lives out there in the California, and he came to visit Big Fatty during the Big Fatty meet and greet a couple of years ago or a year ago. Larry H. Vader, y'all, didn't he do a fabulous job on the little pink carpet show? Y'all, Big Fatty is only the pretty one. Only the pretty one during the pink carpet show, y'all. And yes, Big Fatty, it's lovely, just lovely, and y'all, the pink carpet show went a little longer than we had expected it to, but y'all, it was all in good fun over there on the pink carpet, and y'all, for some reason, this thing is fucking up, and I don't like it when it's fucking up, because, y'all, I do not use the computers or the cellular telephonic devices, and those of you who have been listening to Big Fatty, by the way, did I mention I do a 20-minute show Monday through Friday? I don't think I mentioned that part, but, and y'all, by the way, I have the tuberculosis, if you didn't know that, so, and y'all, before I forget, Steve and the Uck, which is the UK. Big Fatty, you're making those vulgar bodily function sounds. Y'all, Stephen the Uck, he has come up with a BFO app for your iPhone and your inappropriate touch. And y'all, it's lovely. And y'all, he has done this out of the generosity of his heart. And y'all, if you go over to the iTunes store and download the BFO app, you can listen to the BFO on the Pride 48, and you can be a part of the chat room from the BFO app, and y'all, there's a soundboard, and you can talk to Big Fatty. You can send him an e-letter or a voice letter, and y'all, there's a special Easter egg. There's an Easter egg in there also. I can't tell you where to find it. But anyway, y'all, and it costs $1.99, but all the profits from the BFO app go to support the Pride 48, y'all. It goes to support the Pride 48. That Big Fatty doesn't make a cent off of it. Stephen the Uck doesn't make a cent off of it. Now, Steve Jobs, he takes his little cut out of it. And, y'all, it's available also for those hemorrhoid droid phones. And, y'all, it's just lovely. And, y'all, if you've upgraded to an iPhone 4, or if you have upgraded to iOS 4, it is not iOS 4 compatible at this time. We have submitted it, but Steve Jobs has been busy selling iPhones. And he is going to be right on it in a few days. And y'all, but anyway, if you want to support Pride 48, y'all, you should go over. You should go over to the inappropriate. No. What is that? Oh dear Gussie. That's not right. No. Oh dear Gussie. Yes, Big Fatty. Y'all, one of the things that Big Fatty does on his little show is Memory Lane Music, and y'all, I want to do Memory Lane Music for you right now, because y'all, I have forgotten all about that, and y'all, here's some Memory Lane Music for you right now to go along with the Pride 48. Oh, dear Gussie, Big Fatty, play that music that you started playing just a second ago. Thank you.
Intellectual, queer duck, he's homosexual. Please don't think that he's perverse. He's the patient's favorite male nurse. He's okay, he's just fake, 'cause he's openly gay. He's a truly queer, queer duck, queer duck.
Gay as a goose.
Y'all, that is the... Oh, dear Gussie. Y'all, that is the theme song. Y'all, one of the things I do on the little show is the Memory Lane Music. And y'all, in honor of the Pride 48, that was the opening theme for the Queer Duck. And y'all, Queer Duck is an animated series that originally appeared on Icebox.com and later moved to cable TV on Showtime in 2002, which aired as a follow-up feature of As Queer Folk. Although far from being the first gay cartoon character, Queer Duck was the first animated TV series to have homosexuality as its predominant theme, like several later television cartoons. Queer Duck was animated. And, y'all, it is just wonderful, and there were all kinds of characters on there, and if I could find them down here, they are the openly Gator, which is the boyfriend of the Queer Duck, and, y'all, they had the Bipolar Bear, and they had the Oscar Wilde Cat, and, y'all, a recurring supporting character is included Queer Duck's mother, and the group's nemesis, Dr. Laura Schlesinger. One character, a large, well-built horse, portrayed different characters in each episode. And y'all, he's hung like a horse. Yes, Big Freddy, and you are drunk as a fucking something. I don't know. Yes, but y'all, please go over to the... To the wiki. No, I don't know where you fucking find it. Just go over and goggle it. Oh, dear Gussie. Well, y'all, my 20 minutes is about over for my portion of the Pride 48. But y'all, go over and goggle Queer Duck and look at it. There's like 20 episodes of it. And y'all, it's just lovely, and you're just going to enjoy it so much, and you would have enjoyed it so much more if Big Fatty had not been so totally fucked up and fucked up that. But y'all, I do the Memory Lane Music sometimes on the little show, and y'all, and I'm drunk as my nemesis out there in the Woodland Hills, who always has something lovely to say about me. In fact,
I would like to call upon that caftan...
Another ruined beginning to another ruined Pride 48.
Yes, it is ruined. You got it right, Vera.
You can leave a comment on the website at BigFattyOnline.com.
What?
And you don't have to use the...
I have to do an hour? What do you mean I've got to do an hour?
Ruined.
I don't have an hour prepared.
Or call...
Wait, I didn't have 20 minutes prepared. How am I going to fill up an hour?
1-4-3-8.
Oh, dear.
Gosh, that's 206.
Well, maybe the ginger bear can help me out. Oh, dear. Gosh, ginger bear, help me out, please.
Good.
Oh, dear.
Gosh. Gosh. And gay.
Me.
This has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network.